dedicated to helping people discover British crime series, including new seasons of Silent Witness, Blue Lights, and The Responder, starring Martin Freeman. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 30% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Hot, highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and storms. This evening, partly cloudy after midnight. Humid, lows tonight in the lower 70s. There's an air quality alert in effect for all of the greater Kansas City metropolitan area. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence. It is 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Lots of other frequencies, too. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, enrollment in America's public schools has decreased by about a million students since the start of the pandemic. What that could mean for the future of public education. Then we will also learn more about the upcoming election in Kansas, where Democrats are hoping to flip enough seats in the state legislature to get rid of the Republican supermajority.
And so you can see that there's a momentum there. And I think that has everything to do with the shifting politics of our district and, frankly, of Johnson County and, frankly, of Kansas.
We'll hear how it could affect the power held by the Democratic governor coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com.
Coming up later this evening on your KPR1 stations, it's Evening Classical Music with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. It may be the dog days of summer, but guess what, cat lovers? We've got some music for you, too. Also, the Enigma Variations and a Sinfonia from a composer who pretended to be a cat. Coming your way tonight on KPR1, 7 to 9 p.m., Evening Classical with Destiny. It's 3:20.
News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. For Morning Edition, your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Lots more All Things Considered yet to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. The time is 3:30.
Researchers predict sea levels along the U.S. coastline will rise on average 10 to 12 inches over the next three decades. For perspective, that's about the same amount measured over the last 100 years. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New research indicates Kansas has made significant improvements to its mental health services in the past year. The latest study from Mental Health America ranks Kansas 22nd out of 50 states and the District of Columbia for its mental health services. Just last year, the state ranked last. Andy Brown works for the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. He says the state should feel good about the news, but could still improve in some areas.
Kansas was well below average regarding the prevalence of uninsured adults with any mental illness. We ranked 42nd.
Brown says the state's improved ranking can largely be attributed to new laws implemented at the suggestion of a state mental health task force. An environmental group is cheering efforts to share water with wetlands near Hutchinson. That's a break from some other groups, Celia Yopis Jepson explains.
Under Kansas law, Quivira National Wildlife Refuge has a right to water, but crop irrigation means it doesn't get enough. Farmers want to avoid a state mandate, so they worked this year to show voluntary progress on using less water. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service runs the refuge. It says the situation improved more than expected. The Nature Conservancy praised the news. It works with landowners and says more efficient irrigation is part of the solution. But Audubon of Kansas says voluntary efforts have failed for decades. It wants the state to secure water for Quivira. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Wichita school leaders have unanimously approved a plan that would rebuild and restructure schools, Suzanne Perez reports.
The master plan calls for $450 million in upgrades, including five new elementary schools and two middle schools. It would close nine buildings. Board members will decide in 2 weeks whether to ask voters for a bond issue to fund it. Facilities Director Luke Newman says the plan would make the district more efficient by reducing its overall footprint.
Hate to say it, but more closures are inevitable. This plan positions us for more sustained, future-ready success by providing new and innovative spaces for our kids to learn.
Wichita's enrollment has declined by more than 8% over the past 7 years, and leaders say schools need more than $1.2 billion in repairs and maintenance. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
It's 96 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:35.
Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas lawmakers are getting ready for an election season that could decide the dynamics of power in state politics. Kansas News Service reporter Zane Irwin and editor Stephen Caranda sat down to talk about what's at stake in the Kansas State House.
Zane, now that the...
Especially if she's replaced by a Republican, this supermajority stuff would cease to matter.
We've been listening to political reporter Zane Irwin and editor Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service. The Kansas News Service reports on state government, economics, education, health, and many other issues connected to politics and public policy. You'll find more stories like this at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, former President Donald Trump is blaming the Biden-Harris White House for the collapse of Afghanistan and the chaotic U.S. withdrawal in 2021. But the fault lines are actually embedded in several American administrations. Tom Bowman takes a look back and puts it all in context for us. Also, Special Counsel Jack Smith obtained a new grand jury indictment against said Donald Trump. Following last month's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity, Carrie Johnson has that story coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 96 degrees in Lawrence, 95 in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock.
When I know I need at least a bachelor's to do anything that I want to do.
He eventually withdrew from school. Those kind of outcomes have many states, including Indiana. Trying to make it easier for students to transfer by requiring public universities to accept community college credits. For NPR News, I'm Dylan Piers McCoy in Indianapolis.
A heat wave is holding much of the Midwest in its grip and has now extended into a second day. The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings and advisories for parts of Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service has advised us that strong thunderstorms will affect northwestern Dickinson and southeastern Ottawa counties for about the next half hour through 4:30 this afternoon. Strong thunderstorms along a line extending from near Abilene to near Salina, moving to the northeast at 10 miles per hour, could see 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts and pea-sized hail. Be on the lookout.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 96 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Abilene. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. You'll find us broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, or always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Keeping our eye on a line of strong thunderstorms affecting northwestern Dickinson and southeastern Ottawa counties for the next 10 minutes or so. Doppler radar tracking these thunderstorms along a line from near Abilene to near Salina, moving to the northeast at 10 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Pea-sized hail with these storms. Abilene, Solomon, Bennington, Wells, and Niles. Be aware, it's all headed your direction. This includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 267 and 278. None of these have reached severe category yet, but they are strong storms, so use caution if you have to be out and about.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, we will tell you about the evacuation of the Oxa Hospital. We'll do Wild Card with comedian Rob Delaney. And we'll have a tiny desk chat with Lainey Wilson. You may remember they were talking about her last week on New Music Friday. So we're going to meet country star Lainey Wilson coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned. The time is 4:20. News.
The tabletop role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons turns 50 this year. You can create a character like a wizard, halfling, or orc and create an epic backstory for yourself.
Everything that happens isn't just dictated to you by your Dungeon Master. It's created by you and your fellow players and the DM together.
NPR critic Glenn Weldon discusses the early days of playing D&D tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at KUtheater.com.
News headlines are coming up next. 97 degrees in Topeka, 96 in Lawrence, 95 in Manhattan. It's 4:30.
Inch toward another record high. The Dow gained 9 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ added 29 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New research indicates Kansas has made significant improvements to its mental health services in the past year. The latest study from Mental Health America ranks Kansas 22nd out of the 50 states and the District of Columbia for its mental health services. But just last year, the state ranked last. Andy Brown works for the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. He says the state should feel good about the news, but could still improve in some areas.
Kansas was well below average regarding the prevalence of uninsured adults with any mental illness. We ranked 42nd.
Brown says the state's improved ranking can largely be attributed to new laws implemented at the suggestion of a state mental health task force. An environmental group is cheering efforts to share water with wetlands near Hutchinson. It's a break from some other groups. Celia Yopis-Jepson explains.
Under Kansas law, Quivira National Wildlife Refuge has a right to water, but crop irrigation means it doesn't get enough. Farmers want to avoid a state mandate, so they worked this year to show voluntary progress on using less water. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service runs the refuge. It says the situation improved more than expected. The Nature Conservancy praised the news. It works with landowners and says more efficient irrigation is part of the solution. But Audubon of Kansas says voluntary efforts have failed for decades. It wants the state to secure water for Quivira. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The Wichita School Board has unanimously approved a plan to build new schools and close older ones. The facility's master plan, approved last night, calls for $450 million in new construction and upgrades for the state's largest school district. Board members will decide next month whether to ask voters for a bond issue to fund it. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says the plan marks the first step toward right-sizing a district with declining enrollment and aging buildings.
There is a reason for us to move on this. Now's the time to decide which direction we're going to go so we can gear up and start educating about, you know, a vote or look at other options.
If voters reject a bond issue, the only option would be closing more schools and delaying repair projects. A bond issue would be Wichita's first in 17 years. You're listening to KPR.
Support for NPR is considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock, on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts will be A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
In our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then talk about what's next for the Boeing Starliner. It's supposed to return to Earth as soon as next week, but the crew will be staying in space until next year. Another problem for Boeing. Could have big implications for its future in space travel. We'll also talk about a school cell phone ban that went into effect at one Colorado school. These are becoming more popular nationwide, restricting the use of cell phones with students during class. All coming up here on KPR. It's 96 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
Of this NPR station.
Dungeons & Dragons turns 50 this year. NPR critic Glenn Weldon talks about the early days of playing D&D. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 96 degrees in Lawrence, 97 in Chanute, 97 in Topeka. It's 5 o'clock.
Falling gasoline prices and cooling inflation likely contributed to people's somewhat sunnier outlook. Forecasters also think the Federal Reserve will soon start cutting interest rates. Survey respondents are a little bit less confident about the job market, however. With unemployment inching up to 4.3% this month, slightly fewer people say jobs are plentiful, and slightly more say jobs are hard to get.
This is NPR.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson with a weather update. Strong thunderstorms moving through Dickinson, western Geary, northwestern Morris, northeastern Ottawa, Clay, and Cloud counties for about another 20 minutes or so. Just about 15 minutes ago, Doppler radar was tracking some strong thunderstorms extending along a line from about 7 miles southwest of Concordia to near Oak Hill to about 7 miles south of Enterprise. Movement is slow. It's moving to the north at about 5 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Half inch hail. This is all indicated by radar. Gusty winds could knock down small tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor damage to vegetation is possible. Locations affected include Junction City, Abilene, Concordia, Clay Center, Chapman, Solomon, Wakefield, Enterprise, Clyde, White City, Clifton, Miltonvale, Milford, Glasgow, Hope, Delphos, Jamestown, Morganville, Woodbine, and Wells. This also includes I-70 between mile markers 267 and 298. If you are outdoors and caught by one of these storms, consider taking shelter inside a building. Again, 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-inch hail. None of these thunderstorms quite at severe levels yet, but they are strong thunderstorms moving through Dickinson, western Geary, northwestern Morris, northeastern Ottawa, Clay, and Cloud counties through about 5:20 this afternoon. Be on the lookout for them. And remember, when thunder roars, go indoors. Lightning can strike at any time. We are looking at mostly cloudy skies tonight. A 30% chance of showers and storms this evening, turning partly cloudy after midnight. It's going to be humid tonight. Lows in the lower 70s. Humid again tomorrow. Highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening. Still humid. Lows in the lower 70s for tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 96 degrees in Lawrence, 97 in Topeka, 92 in Manhattan, probably due to the cloud cover with the incoming thunderstorms. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies all around the state. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
A strong thunderstorm will be affecting portions of southeastern Geary, northeastern Morris, and west-central Waubonsie counties for about another 15 minutes. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm near Dwight, moving to the northwest at 10 miles per hour. Strong wind gusts of 50 to 55 miles per hour, penny-sized hail with this storm. Locations affected include Alta Vista and Dwight. This includes I-70 near mile marker 298 and between mile markers 314 and 315.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will talk about future of politics in Kansas, specifically the upcoming election. Democrats are hoping to flip enough seats in the state legislature to get rid of a Republican supermajority. What would that mean for the balance of power? We'll talk about it coming up shortly here on KPR. 30% chance of showers and storms this evening, partly cloudy after midnight, very humid. Lows only getting down to the lower 70s. It's 96 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:20.
Some news.
tabletop role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons turns 50 this year. You can create a character like a wizard, halfling, or orc and create an epic backstory for yourself.
Everything that happens isn't just dictated to you by your Dungeon Master. It's created by you and your fellow players and the DM together.
NPR critic Glenn Weldon discusses the early days of playing D&D on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum presenting Pop-Up Science National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. Seeing widely scattered thunderstorms popping up all around the KPR listening area. These are not part of a giant line moving through. They literally are hit or miss. So keep listening to KPR. We'll let you know if any special weather statements are issued.
As our security screenings, most flights remain on schedule.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New research indicates Kansas has made significant improvements to its mental health services in the past year. The latest study from Mental Health America ranks Kansas 22nd out of the 50 states in the District of Columbia for its mental health services. Just last year, the state ranked last. Andy Brown works for the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. He says the state should feel good about the news, but could still improve in some areas.
Kansas was well below average regarding the prevalence of uninsured adults with any mental illness. We ranked 42nd.
Brown says the state's improved ranking can largely be attributed to new laws implemented at the suggestion of a state mental health task force. An environmental group is cheering efforts to share water with wetlands near Hutchinson. That's a break from some other groups and their opinions on the matter. Celia Yopis-Jepson explains.
Under Kansas law, Quivira National Wildlife Refuge has a right to water, but crop irrigation means it doesn't get enough. Farmers want to avoid a state mandate, so they worked this year to show voluntary progress on using less water. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service runs the refuge. It says the situation improved more than expected. The Nature Conservancy praised the news. It works with landowners and says more efficient irrigation is part of the solution. But Audubon of Kansas says voluntary efforts have failed for decades. It wants the state to secure water for Quivira. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Wichita school leaders have unanimously approved a plan that would rebuild and restructure schools. Suzanne Perez reports.
The master plan calls for $450 million in upgrades, including five new elementary schools and two middle schools. It would close nine buildings. Board members will decide in 2 weeks whether to ask voters for a bond issue to fund it. Facilities Director Luke Newman says the plan would make the district more efficient by reducing its overall footprint.
Hate to say it, but more closures are inevitable. This plan positions us for more sustained, future-ready success by providing new and innovative spaces for our kids to learn.
Wichita's enrollment has declined by more than 8% over the past 7 years, and leaders say schools need more than $1.2 billion in repairs and maintenance. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
It's 5:35.
For NPR comes from this station.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas lawmakers are getting ready for an election season that could decide the dynamics of power in state politics. Kansas News Service reporter Zane Irwin and editor Stephen Caranda sat down to talk about what's at stake at the Kansas State House.
Zane, now that the primary is replaced by a Republican, this supermajority stuff would cease to matter.
We've been listening to political reporter Zane Irwin and editor Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service. The Kansas News Service reports on state government, economics, education, health, and other issues connected to politics and public policy. You will find more stories like this on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, We're going to talk about Afghanistan and the chaotic U.S. withdrawal in 2021. Tom Bowman has followed that conflict for many, many years. He will talk about some of the claims being made by former President Donald Trump, saying that the Biden-Harris White House was responsible for the collapse of everything that was holding it all together in Afghanistan. Tom Bowman says, not so fast. It's a complicated story. We will talk about it coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Still seeing quite a few thunderstorms popping up, but again, they are widely scattered. I'll let you know if any watches or warnings are issued. It's 96 degrees in Lawrence, 97 in Topeka, 92 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Dungeons & Dragons turns 50 this year. NPR critic Glenn Weldon talks about the early days of playing D&D. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.